There's great value in knowing not only what to share, but often who to share it with, you know. I think a lot of the times when we're creating, when we're starting something new, you know, we want to share it with everybody. We want to share it with the people in our lives, the circles that we're in, the circles within circles. You know, because everyone in our lives is part of a circle that we're in. You know, whether that's work, colleagues, family, friends, lovers, fellow creators. And I've talked about this before, but not everything that we create, not every idea that we have, not everything, you know, we birth into the world is meant for everybody. And I think there's great value in utilizing the avenues available to you, you know, utilizing the resources that are already available to you in your life. But there can be an overextension with that too. There can be, you know, I don't know, I think there's maybe a need internally when you create something, you know, when you accomplish something, when you make something, you want to shout it to the world, I made this, look. But there's great value in taking some time to breathe, to really sit with that energy of what you've created and to align with a receptive state, to feel into where that creation wants to be, how it wants to come into the world, how it wants to be shared, who it wants to be shared with. And I think there's a waste of energy that happens. There's an expenditure of energy that happens when we just kind of, we have this fiery energy that's bursting out, that wants to, you know, just get it out there and share it with everybody. And oftentimes it can fall on deaf ears because it's not meant to be there. It's not meant for those people or that group or that platform even. And this is something that I am now finding to be true for myself with this podcast. You know, yeah, there's plenty of people, there's plenty of resources and strategies, you know, to market yourself. And that's something that, you know, hasn't resonated with me. It's not, you know, I don't feel that that's my way, you know, the way that I'm meant to share things, the way that I'm meant to birth my creations into the world. Because for me, it's not about screaming out to the world, hey, look over here, look, I made this. For me, it's just about sort of quietly presenting that, just kind of plugging it into places, and allowing and trusting that the right people, the right avenues, the right resources will come across it. You know, so I've made it available, okay? Just because I haven't shared it as an announcement to people, you know, to some people, that's the wrong way to do it. That's a wrong way to do it. To me, oh, puppy whoppy. To me, that's exactly the right way to do it for me. And so, you know, at this point, and I sat and I tapped into, you know, I thought about, all right, who do I want to share this with? Who do I feel will find value of something in this? And, you know, my barometer, my body has reacted to those inquiries and has told me, no, you know, don't share it with this person. Not because there's something to hide or because you're trying to keep them out, but because it's just about being aware and conscious of where that energy wants to flow, not where you think it should flow. And so, yes, there are people in my life who absolutely I want to share it with, but my body has told me, my barometer has told me, nah, they don't need it right now. Or just no. I don't even need to know why. I don't, you know, I'm not letting myself get caught up in, okay, well, you know, of all the people I know, I feel like this would be the person to share it with. And, the force of energy, the energy of my source, of my fountain is telling me no. And, you know, I need to trust that. And I need to trust that I don't need to understand why. And I don't like to, for me, there's a lot of momentum gets lost when I just am sort of just wanting to put things out. You know, whether it's posting a picture on Instagram, you know, it's seemingly mundane. It's seemingly unimportant. Like, if you want to share a picture, just share a picture. Well, yes and no. Because I've learned and I'm continuing to learn in the value in the value and the importance of sharing what's of value, sharing in times or at times of value, and not just sharing to share, not following some posting schedule to keep people interested or, you know, keep people plugged into me. No, I trust that when there's value to be shared, I'll share it, and it'll reach whoever needs it. And so I like to, you know, and what I'm finding is that creating quietly, you know, without really telling people what I'm doing and how I'm spending my time and what I'm working on, is the right way for me, you know, and that allows me to really observe these different levels of awareness and these different lessons as I continue to learn and evolve and reach new levels of awareness and to really hone in on what's true for me and what's right for me and what's not. So this is one of those learning opportunities for me. I recently saw in a video, there was a lady, I think it was part of a documentary, and it was talking about teachers and gurus, you know, people of influence, And she said, no, we're not the truth, you know, we're not the ultimate anything, because we're sharing what we're sharing because we need it, okay? We're not sharing because you need it. We're sharing what we need. And there was a quote on Grey's Anatomy that I had posted a while back that said, we teach best what we need to learn. And by God, if that's not the truth. So think about that. Let that permeate. Let that kind of simmer for a minute. We teach best what we need to learn. But we're so conditioned to look for what people need and to learn it, to then share it or teach it or, you know, claim some sort of expertise over it. But when we're claiming expertise over something, you know, I feel like in some respect, we've stopped learning. We've stopped growing. We've stopped going through new doorways and new levels of awareness. And until we really reach a point where we know, we feel that we have something of value to offer the world, that we're still learning. We're still in the workshop, you know, we're still kind of cultivating that inner standing, right? That inner level of awareness, to where, you know, we're figuring things out. And until we do, we're just kind of leading, you know, people around, like dragging them around with us with all of our heads cut off, like running around like chickens with all of our heads cut off. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what the fuck you're talking about. Let's just run around with each other and, you know, pretend like we know something and we don't yet. So really discerning, you know, coming to understand that kind of level of exchanging with the world and operating, you know, and offering. I guess it's kind of like a job in that sense, you know, something that, you know, you need, requires training in order to learn how to operate this machine, right? So you've got to go through that period of learning. Before you can begin to operate it. And you can apply that to, you know, any aspect of life, really. And in this journey, you know, in a journey of self-exploration and expansion, it's not something anyone else can tell you how to do. It's, you know, that comes from your own experience. It's an experiential journey. You know, all anybody else can do is just kind of show you a picture, maybe, of what they perceive it to look like. But until you kind of grow the eyes to see it in your own way, you're just looking at a picture, you're just trying to understand a picture, you're just trying to look at something from with their eyes, right? So if you keep hitting your head against a wall, trying to make something work, or trying to even in a quest for knowledge, you know, even in a quest for information, You know, if you keep trying to... Okay, so I serendipitously ran into my brother. What was I saying? Well, I guess this is a perfect example, you know. Look at your interruptions. Look at the things that stop you, the things that make you pause, the things that, you know, aren't giving way, aren't just flowing for you. And, you know, take the time to observe that, to sit with that, instead of just trying to continue to bang your head against the wall and break through this wall that's just not giving. You know, why, what is it trying to tell you? What is it trying to show you? Maybe it's trying to put you in a different direction, or maybe it's trying to get you to see another way. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a better way for you to do it, or a better way for you to access it. Or maybe it's not the way for you, you know, but that kind of brings me back to the feeling that a lot of people have that they're missing out on something when it's not available to them in some way. And that's not true, because if it's not available to you, I mean, maybe it's not for you. In whatever area of your life, in whatever sense, you know, that makes for you, you know, and kind of going back to sharing, you know, knowing what to share and who to share it with, you know, just because someone in your life that you love, that's important to you, that you want to support, is creating something or sharing something with the world, you know, maybe you want to receive, maybe you want to participate in it to support them, right? But it's not for you. Like, there's not... I don't know. Maybe it's just, it's another language that you don't speak. So maybe... You know, you've got to, from I guess the perspective of a supporter, right? Yeah, you want to support your friends, you want to support your family, you know, in their quests, in their expansions, in their creations and creativity. But you've got to step back for a minute too, because blindly supporting people just because of a perceived, but just because of your connection, isn't necessarily helping anybody. It's really just creating stagnant energy between you two through this platform, whatever it may be. So, you know, you've got to take a step back too and, you know, really think to yourself and feel into, is this something I'm curious about? Is this something, you know, I'm really interested in? Like, I have a friend who, you know, is really creative and artistic and makes like really cool freaking things. You know, through different avenues, like it's always something different and new. And normally I'm not someone who's really interested in things like that. Like I don't have this like burning curiosity or interest to really seek out any of these things on YouTube or any other sort of social platform, and really look into and kind of explore their process of creativity and the things that they're creating. But with this particular friend, you know, it's someone that I spent a lot of time with and got to know, and you know, shared an experience of my life with. And I got to know that person on a deeper level, than I would an artist that I sought out on a platform that I don't know, right? And so for me, I love watching the process of how they make art. Because I've seen it behind the scenes, and I know this person, and it just, it feels right to me, and it's something that I truly enjoy watching. Like, I love watching how these things come to be, how this finished product came to be. But normally, you know, it's not something that I would seek out. And so I support this person's creations, because it resonates with me. Because I feel good supporting it, because I see value in it. I feel value in it for myself, and I want to share it with the world. And so I share their work. I share these creations, you know, and I exchange that sort of energy of support with them. But if it was something that, like, I frankly just don't care about, it's just not something that interests me, it's not something that piques my curiosity, then, like, I'm just basically plugging into them energetically, right? And they're opening this sort of line, this sort of flow, this sort of channel of energy that's just flowing out, and I'm not really getting anything in return. So you see how being a supporter of something that just doesn't really resonate with you, and just because that person is your friend or your family or whoever, you know, it's just, all that does is create this energy of drain. You know, I don't want people latching on to my energy in any way. I don't want to carry dead weight. So if this doesn't resonate with you, if this doesn't feel right to you, if you're not receiving value from this and reciprocating with your support or, you know, whatever other way, then you're not doing me any favors. You're not helping me. Really, you're hurting me and you're hurting yourself. So unplug yourself. Retract that cord back into your energy field so that you can allow yourself the opportunity to find something else that does, to create the space and open the door for something that does resonate to come in. When you say, no, this isn't for me, whether it's information or activity or relationships or jobs or whatever, then you're letting the universe know. You're letting the energetic being and existence know that you're ready for what's right. You're making yourself available for what's right for you. And if the person that you're supporting, you know, is taking that personally, then there's an unbalanced energy exchange happening here. You know, they need to look at why am I upset that, you know, they're not subscribing, or that they're not sharing, or that they're not, you know, listening or watching. Well, why are you doing it? You know, then it begs the question, okay, what are you really sharing this for then? Are you sharing it for the followers? Are you sharing it for the support and subscriptions and shares? Are you sharing it to grow an audience specifically? Or are you sharing it because it's something that you just knew you needed to share, that you needed to offer the world, that it was something that you needed to just make available for whoever needs it? So as creators, you know, these are questions that we've got to ask. And as supporters of creators in our lives, these are questions that we've got to ask. So that's kind of my spiel on that. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Mahalo. Just kidding. I'm not done. So, going back to, you know, where are you directing your energy? Where are you allowing your energy to kind of pull you? And what, where are you plugged into places, people, things, pages, whatever, activities that aren't serving you anymore, you know, that aren't, that are keeping you in a box somewhere or in a place somewhere rather than, it's really taking the time to examine, you know, reflect and examine all areas of your life and where you're still plugged into things that you've outgrown. You know, just because you've followed a yoga page for so long on Instagram or Facebook, you know, doesn't, or because you started following it at the beginning of your journey, or because you're a yogi, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's adding value to your life. A lot of times those connections can actually be draining us because we're being caught in a state of comparison, you know? So if it's not a page that's inspiring your growth, that's inspiring you to break free, to create something, to just fucking grow in some way, not to achieve what they're achieving, not to, you know, if you have no interest, if you started yoga and you never thought to yourself, you know, if doing a handstand has never been part of why you do yoga or part of your goal as a yogi, and you follow this page, say, oh, ducklings, they always come out, those little two, they must be together. Oh, no, that's a different one. Just kidding. Maybe he's cheating on the other one. I don't know. I don't know how you'll do. Anyway, so, you know, if you follow a page that's all about, like, those intricate, you know, complex, like, handstands and poses that are not a part of your practice, then examine, okay, whether or not that page is holding you in a state of comparison and future living, wishing that you could do, if honestly, like, if the word wish is still part of your vocabulary, you need to fucking dig, you need to get real with yourself and dig fucking deep. Just stop saying, I wish. So if this account, if this page is making you think, I wish I could do that, then just fucking unfollow it. Unfollow it because it's not adding value to your life. No, it's draining your energy and it is causing that energy to be this source of disappointment in your life, in your energy, in your body, in your mind, in your heart. You're shaming yourself for not being able to do that thing that you might not even truly want to do. Like me, honestly, I would like to one day do a handstand. You know what? That's not even true. I actually don't really want to do a handstand. I just want to hang upside down. So I just want to do aerial yoga, really. I just want to hang. Like, I don't want to fucking be holding myself up, like putting this effort into it. No, I just want to hang. I just want to relax. I like supported inversion, you know, like, what are those things called? Teeters? One of my managers had one of those and I tried it one time and it was amazing. If you don't get yourself stuck, you know, with no one around to help you down, then you're shit out of luck just hanging upside down. But you see what I mean? Like, and I was like that for a long time. I followed all of these Instagram pages of these, you know, like amazing yogis doing these amazing tricks and poses and, you know, and when I started kind of becoming more aware of, like, focusing my energy on where I wanted to be, what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, right? So the sources, plugging into the sources, only plugging into the sources that were inspiring me to create, that were inspiring me to be true to myself, that were providing energy of self-empowerment. Even those pages that break down a pose, you know, how to get into a pose, you know, I was following some of those for a while, and you know, I just started noticing that it was becoming this stagnant energy in my feed, that I was just, you know, if you're just scrolling past things, like, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, you're just wasting your energy. You're just your phone is a conduit, okay? Your phone is an energetic conduit. It gives and receives energy. It takes and it puts out energy. So whatever is coming through your phone, like, your phone is probably one of the biggest sources of energy exchange in your life, unless you live in the woods somewhere. So start with your phone. Look at your phone. Just go into your messages, into your text message inbox. Scroll all the way down to the very end and look at the date of the last message in your text messages. Look at the year. We're in 2018 now, April 30th, 2018. So when was the last message in your inbox, in your text messages? Look at that. Look at who it was with. Are they someone you even still talk to? Because probably not if it's from 3 years ago. The last time you contacted, you exchanged messages with this person was 3 years ago. And you might not be actively exchanging energy with them through your, you know, everyday experience, but you're still plugged into them. And they're still plugged into you. Because you don't know. They might have deleted your conversation years ago, but you're still plugged into that energy. Your phone is still conducting. It's still putting out their vibration into your fucking face, into your energetic field, into your receptors, into your heart. Everything is energy. So just delete it. Oh, but there's so many pictures that we exchanged, and oh, one time they sent me this link. Really? It's 3 years ago. When was the last time you looked at any of those pictures? And if you didn't click on that link back then, do you really think it's that important right now? Probably not. Or it may resonate as something that is important to you now that wasn't then. Okay, well, maybe just find the link and then delete the whole thread. So start there. Start, you know, or start wherever. It's just a place to start. But just start. Start disengaging. Start unplugging yourself from sources of energy that are no longer adding value to your immediate reality here in this now moment. Because this is your life now. Not what was happening 3 years ago. Not that relationship that, you know, you're still saving those messages and pictures from. Not that argument that you had with your brother fucking 3 years ago that you're still holding on to. You're still holding space for that energy, that fucking anger and tension and just meanness. Oh, well, I want them to see what they said to me when we start talking again. Or I want to hold record of what they said to me, those hurtful, cutting things that they said to me. Okay, so you still need that pain. You still need to hold on to that pain. That pain is still validating you somehow. Saying, oh, look, that person hurt me. You know, maybe you meet someone new, a romantic relationship, and they ask you about your family, and you're like, oh, my brother and I haven't talked in years. Hey, you want to see the last conversation we had? Like, why do you want to bring that energy into this new beginning? Why do you want to suck this new person into that pain? because you want them to feel sorry for you. You want them to pity you. You want them to lick your wounds for you because you can't let that shit go. Damn, this turned into something else. But hey, it is what it is. So, you know, these energy exchanges, you know, where our energy goes is not just about who we talk to every day or who we might communicate every few weeks, or it's every channel, okay? There's a word that is just not coming to me at all. Basically, every cord of communication that's still somehow open, like tabs on a web browser, you know, like, oh, I might need that later. Let me just leave it open. All right. Your consciousness, your energy is still plugged into that, even though you're not using it, even though you're not looking at it. I mean, I've left tabs open for months, like months. And I could feel that pull to it, even though I wasn't looking at it, even though I wasn't using it. Even though I was focused on other tabs at the time, I could still always see it there. And so it drew me in, even though I never opened it, you know, and wasn't spending time with it. It was still active, okay? And it's not until I began to close tabs that I felt my breath again, that I felt space again to explore something new. And it's the same thing with any other source of energy connection, you know? So your phone, your email, like right now, oh man, I don't even want to look at my email. Like, not because, you know, maybe I just don't like email. I don't think I even like email. So, but it's like, I don't know. I have a freaking shit ton of email accounts for, you know, God knows whatever reason. Like, everything had its purpose at one point. You know, one was for all the junk mail. Like, first of all, why are we making email accounts for junk mail? Let's get real. You have identified these exchanges as junk, and you have created you've built a home for it, okay? And you've housed it in this home. Oh, well, I'm just staying organized. Okay, whatever, you know, do whatever works for you. But like, you know, just, these are just examples of where you can start to observe your energy is going, you know, to where you can start to bring awareness to how you're interacting with the world around you, or not around you, you know, how you're interacting with your reality, your existence, with your past. Is it still plugged into you? Or are you still plugged into it? So, have the courage. Find within you that feeling of empowerment that says that just is ready to unfollow a page, even if it's just one, to delete a conversation, even if it's just one. Just say, I'm past this. This has served its season in my life, and I don't need it right now. I don't need it. And you know, we're so afraid to delete things because we're so afraid of finality. Like, we just, that's not over. It's not over. But But it's kind of like that conversation with your brother, you know, the argument that you had 3 years ago, the hurtful things that you said. It's like, I mean, just kind of like, it's really simply just look at that without having to dig deep into it to find meaning. Like, all right, if you just delete the conversation, then when he does finally text you again, like, you're starting a new conversation. It's new energy. It's a new thread. I mean, it's really simple. So even if it's a conversation with an ex, you know, that you're still maybe holding out for, holding hope for, you know, and you haven't spoken in a year or two, you're still holding on to the energy of what was, and you're not, you know, you're not creating space. You're not allowing space for really any new energy to make its way into both of your lives, if that's, you know, still a thing. And continue to do this. You know, it's like we hold on to things in so many different ways. It's not just possessions. It's not just material possessions. Like, we hold on to things energetically in so many different ways. And when we can, you know, begin to bring awareness to that, to just become aware. What am I hoarding? Like, what am I holding on to? What am I just grasping, clinging on to, refusing to let go of? So once you start to let go of those things, you know, this new energy will rush in. This new breath will suddenly fill your lungs. Like, you'll just freaking breathe better. You'll feel better. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel happier. I don't know, maybe you won't, but there's only one way to find out, you know? It's just a doorway. If you want to walk through it, cool. And if you don't, cool. It's your life. It's your choice. It's your right. I've been doing that a lot lately with, especially with Instagram, because, like, man, beep the horn. I was following a ton of pages. You know, I had a lot of different interests and a lot of different things that I was plugged into. You know, boxing was one of those things. It was really big for me for a while. So I followed all of these different pages, all of these fighters' pages. And, you know, now that's not a part of my life anymore. It's just not. And, you know, my focus is elsewhere. My energy is elsewhere. And so I went through and I cleaned out and I unfollowed all the things that I didn't need to be following anymore. And I still followed, I maintained a couple of those that, again, even though it's not something that's a part of my life anymore, the people that I still follow are personal to me in some way. You know, like, we reciprocate. There's an exchange of support and cheerleading, you know. Even though the lifestyle that I'm living now might not look anything like that person's lifestyle who's still boxing and making their way in that avenue of life. Still they cheer me on. They support me. And I support them. And that's just, there's an exchange of energy. There's value there for both of us. And so, you know, it's not like you have to just cut everything off that, you know, just because, like, oh, I don't work there anymore. Okay, well, there might be one person that, like, is important to you that you still maintain contact with or something. I don't know. Whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is for you is what it is. But, you know, that's just an example that I have. You know, an energy that is no longer a part of my life. But, like, I've made I've made a connection through it, a connection that I maintain that offers value to my life, that adds value to my life. And I enjoy watching this person grow. I enjoy, like, it just fills me up. It makes me so happy to see this person's growth, to see their success, to see their wins, to see their lessons, to see their journey. It makes me happy. It's just, I fucking love watching people expand and grow and just follow their heart and follow their dreams. So yeah, even though I'm not boxing anymore and don't have any interest even in watching fights anymore, like, I cheer this person on. You know, I maintain that energy exchange because there's value to both of us. You know, and the yogi pages, like I was talking about, I'm a yoga teacher. Like, that's one aspect of what I am. And so you would think, you know, I'd follow all these yogi pages on Instagram, but not if they're not adding value to what I am as a yoga teacher, as a yoga instructor, you know, because I follow pages and instructors, you know, that are doing things their way. I don't resonate with pages or teachers that are plugged into someone else's vision, plugged into someone else's mission, because it just doesn't resonate with what I'm doing, with what I'm being. And so, you know, look at that. like really take the time, invest the time in yourself, carve it out somewhere to really chip away at all of these energetic cords in your life, all of these energetic exchanges in your life, you know? I'm a yogi and I follow them because they're a yogi page. Okay, well, is that it? Like, what is the exchange here? What do you both get from here? And sometimes, you know, I don't know. There's another kind of path. There's another trail to this kind of coming up, because sometimes the exchange is just a like. It's or like, you bought this person's book. You made an exchange, right? You bought it. You paid money. You gave money for this book, right? Maybe you follow them on Instagram and you like their posts. You're exchanging, you're offering an energy of support, of exchange with this person. You're finding value in what they're offering, okay, and what they're sharing, and you're exchanging and offering your support, you know, that I guess it increases their visibility. I don't really know how those things work, and I don't care to, because it's just not important to me. Analytics and I don't know, all of those things just are not important to me. But that's an exchange. So, you know, sometimes it's just as simple as that. It's not something that's continuously, like, I don't know, a part of your life or something. Like, all right, I exchanged money for this book, I read the book, and that was that. But that might be, you know, if you found great value in that, that might be something that you kind of, like, it becomes part of your toolkit. It becomes part of, like, your building blocks, your foundation. And so later on, you know, in time, there may come a point where you're able to exchange something else now with that person. And maybe not necessarily with them directly, but with their presence, with their energy, with what they're sharing. And like, this is kind of where I'm finding myself now. When I started my journey, you know, yeah, I read books, I listened to podcasts, I watched YouTube videos, you know, I looked up websites, and there were people, there were sources, there were influences that had a great impact and great value to me and in my learning process, in my learning journey. And now I'm at a point where I'm finding myself, I'm observing myself, referring back to them, not for necessarily my own, or maybe it is, you know, but I'm referring them to you, not because they paid me to, or because we agreed to, or any preset agreement or expectation of anything like that. But no, I'm offering something that was very valuable to me at one time as a resource, because it's relevant to what I'm being now, what I'm doing now, what I'm offering the world now. So you see how that kind of comes full circle? And I keep bringing this up too. I keep talking about this and bringing this up in my podcasts. The value of collaborating, the value of energy exchange beyond what we have been programmed to believe is value. You know, like, what is it? Affiliate marketing and... I don't know. Getting paid for other people using your shit or something like that. Royalties, I guess. Things like that, you know. It's like those things really limit, you know, and not to say that there's not value in those things either. Because maybe that is the perfect value for those two variables of energy, those two people or organizations or places or whatever. Maybe that is what's needed at that time, you know? So that's not to say that that's wrong, but it's just figure out what's right for you is all I'm saying. Like, you know, if those avenues are not right for you, then there's something else that is, that you maybe haven't figured out yet, maybe haven't become aware of yet, but just know that every no is a yes. Every cosmic no is a cosmic yes. If something doesn't, if something feels wrong, something else feels right. So it's there to teach you something. So unplug from energy exchanges, energy conductors, you know, sources that are not adding value to your reality, to the reality that you want, the reality that you long for, that you dream of and envision. Unplug from anything that's not complementing that or adding value to that and inspiring you to be that and birth it into the world. So, you know, it doesn't freaking matter if you've been friends since eighth grade. Like, if that person isn't adding value to your life, delete the conversation. Stop reaching out. That's something that I experienced. You know, there was value for some time, but at one point, it's just like, I mean, this person, like, never remembered my birthday. What are we now, 32? We knew each other since eighth grade. This person never once remembered. Like, they had the worst memory, you know, but I still loved them. And there was still value being exchanged for some years. But, you know, I reached that point where I realized, you know what? This isn't adding value to my life. This is actually just making me feel worse. And kind of making me mad, like annoying me, irritating me, pissing me off, whatever, you know, all those like blah feelings that just don't feel good, you know, just unplug from it. You don't need to say, hey, you're making me feel bad. The fuck? It's not their responsibility to make you feel good. It's yours. So figure out why you're not feeling good and get your shit together. Do what makes you feel good. Engage with people that make you feel good. Engage with energetic resources and sources that make you feel good, that inspire you, encourage you to, like, do things you want to do, be in places you want to be in, you know? Because those sources, those energy sources are are like inviting you. They're extending their hand out to you, you know, like helping you kind of, you know, come up a cliff or a ledge or something. You know, you're trying to climb this mountain and they're like, hey man, let me help you up real quick, you know, and then I'll be on my way. You know, don't get stuck in the room. Don't get stuck in the room with that person or that place or that feeling or that thing. That's not where you're meant to be. It's just a stepping stone. Everything is just a stepping stone. Everyone is just a stepping stone. Oh no, are you saying my husband is a stepping stone? Like, you know what? I can't. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But when we learn the value of these people and these places and these experiences in our lives for what they're here to teach us, for what they're here to help us reach into, expand beyond, then it just becomes a no-brainer. Like you let go of that idea of this is till death do us part. And, you know, like what do you, I'm not using him. And like, it just doesn't, it's not part of the equation anymore. It's just not part of the equation anymore. You let go of the need to hold on to these beliefs and these ideas about, you know, the person that you're with and the relationship that you're in. That it's, you know, it's everlasting, and it's, and if it doesn't, then something's wrong. And yeah, something is wrong because you're not moving forward, you know, whether that's together or apart. I'm not saying that people can't last together, that they can't stay together, if as long as they're adding value and complementing each other's growth forward and expansion, however that looks, whether that's freaking adventuring the world together or raising a family together. Like, get out of your freaking head. Stop thinking that this like these ideas are only for wanderlust, wanderers and hermits, and you know, no, you take what resonates and you apply it to your personal experience. I'm not here to convince you to live my experience. I'm not here to convince you to believe, to adopt my way of life and thinking and believing and feeling. No, I'm just here to offer avenues and tools to improve your experience, your beliefs, your feelings, your well-being, your life, whatever that looks like for you. You know, doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, you can be a CEO of a freaking billionaire corporation, or, you know, a teacher, stripper. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm not here to reprogram your brain with anything. You know, I'm just here to expand your perspective a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I'm just offering my experience and what I'm learning and what I've learned and, you know, and maybe what I want to learn. I don't know. So it is what it is. Again, take what you want and leave what you don't. Just simply leave what you don't, because you don't need it. It's not for you. All right. Well, I think that's really it this time. So we'll see. And sometimes it just, you know, sometimes you gotta just, like I said, delete a conversation. Sometimes you just gotta close that tab, cut a line, and new energy comes in, new ideas come in, new epiphanies come in. And I'm like, all right, let me start recording again. So, adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.